Winning Strategies for Tracking Medicine When Vision is Failing by Eileen Rivera Lai. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Eileen Rivera Lai. From the editor, Eileen Rivera Lai is a blind woman and an active member of the National Federation of the Blind and the Diabetes Action Network. You read about Eileen and her family earlier in this volume. This article focuses on diabetics new to blindness, but the concrete suggestions are certainly applicable to all blind people. She contributed the following information on non-visual techniques for effectively managing medication in the summer 2007 edition of Voice of the Diabetic. If you are new to blindness, you may feel nervous about how you will manage your medicines on your own. Fear not. Methods exist to tell you which are which. You may be surprised to learn that many blind people identify pills by their shape, size, texture, smell, and even the rattle they make. Nevertheless, as more prescriptions are added and generics prescribed, distinguishing pills using these conventional non-visual techniques may become more difficult. Thankfully, imagination and ingenuity are limitless, and blind people continue to find ways to manage their medicine safely and independently through a variety of low-vision, no-vision, low-tech, and high-tech options. The key is to develop your own system, then stick to it. You can manage on your own, with a system. NFB Chapter President Peggy Cowgill, who has been blind all her life, is an independent living specialist for the Disability Resource Center in Alamogordo, New Mexico, and works with people to make sure they can manage medications, whether or not they can see them. Peggy suggests marking the lids of each prescription and over-the-counter medication and stresses the importance of creating symbols that can be read right side up or upside down. She recommends using liquid tactile markers, available through the NFB Independence Market. This product is similar to, but more durable than a puffy fabric marker. Peggy uses the following system. For Tylenol, acetaminophen, she makes a big X on the cap. She stores aspirin in a different room to prevent mix-ups. She uses a single dot for medicine she takes once a day, a dot and line for medicine she takes both in the morning and at night, and a single line for nighttime-only medication. For easy scanning, Peggy recommends keeping medicine bottles in a flat-bottomed basket so that the marked caps are face-up at all times. Ziploc bags also work well, especially when traveling. Creating your system. When creating a system for marking the medicine, you should have symbols for the dose and time to be taken. For example, you might use dots to indicate the dose and dashes to represent the time of day. More elaborate systems may indicate the name of the medicine and the name of the person taking it. Devise a system that works whether or not you are wearing your glasses or contacts and whether or not you are having a good eye day. Many blind people use rubber bands to mark their medications. Use high-quality rubber bands or ponytail holders for this because a broken or accidentally moved band will cause a system failure. Perhaps placing some clear packing tape over the rubber bands will add to the stability and protect the bands from breaking. Be creative. Glue differently shaped buttons to the container or string beads on elastic and put them around the bottleneck. Buttons might indicate the number of pills, and rubber bands in different places on the bottle can identify when or how many times a day you should take it. For example, if you need to take the pill once in the morning and once at night, you can wrap two rubber bands around the bottle, one securely along the top of the bottle and the other near the base. If you need to take two pills each time, you can glue two buttons onto the cap of the bottle that has the rubber bands. Rubber bands also work well on insulin bottles. If you have two kinds of insulin, you can place a rubber band around one to distinguish it from the other. Managing meds for more than one person. In my home, we have four people, and each takes a number of medicines. In addition to marking the medicines, I store them in different rooms as a secondary precaution. I also use different size bottles for each of the people in my family. If a refill comes in a different style bottle and threatens to disturb my system, I simply transfer the pills and discard the new bottle. I also mark the initials of the user on the label. Sharpie brand markers are a great help if you have stable, usable vision. Since I have some limited vision, I use these permanent, waterproof markers to mark the bottoms and tops of our white medication bottles with the first initial of the medicine. At first I marked only the cap, but then discovered that some caps are interchangeable, even on different sized bottles. So as a backup, I began marking the bottom of the bottles as well. I then put the initials of the person taking the medicine in jumbo print on the label. I wrote the first initial of the medication on the bottom of the bottle. If the plastic was a dark color, I simply added a piece of duct tape and wrote over that. On the side of the label, I used the marker to denote the dose, quantity over frequency. For example, number 2 over 3x or number 1 over 1x. You can use the tactile marker for the same system if you can't see. Memory minders. Whether you are busy or forgetful, you may need a way of making sure you take your medicines. Some people I know keep a log or mark the calendar. Others find the classic 7-day pill sorter box keeps them on track. One person reports that she flips her bottles over after taking her morning medicines, then realigns them after taking her evening dose. Braille labels. Braille readers use a sticky clear tape called Dymo tape to create custom Braille labels. You need not be fluent in Braille to use these labels. In fact, marking your meds with a few Braille numbers and letters may be an ideal way to integrate it into your daily life. Just this year, our mail-order pharmacy, Medco by Mail, began shipping our meds with Braille labels so that my husband could identify his countless post-transplant medicines on his own. Check with your pharmacy to see if they can do this for you. Talking RX readers. Joyce Kane, a Federation member, was a beta tester for a talking prescription reader developed by a pharmacist in Connecticut. The talking prescription readers, manufactured by the Millennium Compliance Corporation, cost $15 each and are available through the NFB Independence Market. These reusable readers attach to the bottom of most standard pill bottles. The device allows you or a pharmacist to record up to a minute of detailed instructions and precautions on its digital recording chip. Joyce has been happy with this method and told me, "Once I started using the readers, all of a sudden I had my independence back. I could manage my meds on my own." To sort or not to sort. Many people, even those with perfect vision, use medication dispensers with daily compartments. Some pill boxes come divided for morning, noon, evening, and night. Pre-sorting medications into these boxes can save time and can also help those with limited dexterity. If you take lots of medicines, the sorter will save you the time of opening and closing many bottles. With a few adaptations, you need not be at the mercy of sighted help to fill your pill sorters. You can fill them yourself. Some people use two different sorters, one for morning and one for evening. Find a creative way to distinguish one from the other. Enhance your flexibility by splurging for a few extra sorters and organize your entire month of medicines at once. Keep information handy for sighted helpers. If your markings make reading the original labels difficult, keep notes or a chart of your medicines on a pad for doctor's visits and emergencies. If you use a computer, create a spreadsheet with the pertinent data. Note cards work particularly well since they are easy to carry and update as needed. A final note on safety. Donna Goodman, a blind pharmacist, uses Ziploc plastic bags to separate her once-a-day and twice-a-day medicines. She urges fellow blind diabetics to be proactive about medicines because anyone can make a mistake. Errors can be dangerous. When the doctor writes you a new prescription, insist that he or she read it aloud and ask if special instructions are required for taking the medication. When you get your medicine from the pharmacy or mail-order company, have someone read you the labels to verify that you received the proper medicine in the proper dose. If upon inspection you notice that your pills look or feel a different shape or size, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and ask. You may avert a medication error and even save your life.